Now the moment for Kissed to smack the lipstick.
Boom! Yeah, what's that? That's not a dart, is it? Sounds like one of Bobby George's necklaces. Hello, Bobby.
Good morning, sir.
Now, listen, what do you make of this performance, first of all?
He's brilliant. The boy was absolutely outstanding. Not just at the final. I mean, when you think that he had to play his country, qualify from his country, then he had to go to Hull for the playoffs, the world playoffs, won the world playoffs all the way through, and then come to the Lakeside and win the world championship. Now, that's a proper champion to go all the way through, not invited, not seeded, you know, he done it the proper hard way.
Bobby, we had Barry Hearn on this morning. He confirmed that Ted Hankey's going to be playing for the PDC from now onwards. Yeah. And that's a big, big name, a big loss to the BDO. Do you fear for the BDO tournament?
No, not really. I mean, the thing is, every person that does any good, they go to the PDC. I don't blame them, because if you've got a few quid and you want to put your money where your mouth is, you can earn earn a lot of money. But no, not really. There's always another star comes through the BDO or the World Federation, and Kiss is one of them. I mean, Anki's a great sort of character, but Kiss is a character in his own right as well. You know, he don't sweat, he don't seem to be bothered, he just plays a game of darts. He was fantastic, that boy. I mean, he's only 25 years old.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So you're convinced that it will be able to hold its own as a tournament, because it's still a popular part of that January calendar, isn't it?
Yeah, the BDO and the World, they've got a lot of players. I mean, the PDC, they've got some great players, obviously. Mm. But they've got all our players. I mean, the thing is, the PDC can't really survive without the good players coming through to them. And the BDO train them up, and if they think they're good enough, they can go to the PDC. So it's like a training school, I suppose.